Okay, so first of all, this learning is in the schus of all the those who are living in Eretz Yisrael. They should be with protection. So our Torah should be a merit for them. L'famim yesh oy lav acher. We're in Yud Zayin now. Someone who speaks to Shahara in a place of anger, in a state of anger. Who also may even come to curse someone else. Some may even literally use God's name in vain to really be transgress the prohibition. You shall not curse a cherish, even someone who is deaf. It's not just a cherish, it's even a cherish. So for sure someone who is able to hear. Here we have now calculated that there are shvaz, there's 17 lavin that a person could be over on through speaking Lashon Hara. Even if he's speaking to a Yisrael, idim malshin al Yisrael b'pnei kusi. This, if you're speaking to other Jews in front of other Jews, or like we're keeping, you know, say we're keeping business inside. But even if he speaks lashon hara b'pnei kusi, even if someone who is a non-Jew, a kuthite, right, from the kuthim, they were isurei yoser godly yoser chamer. Even but smirching Jews in front of the nations is also problematic. Okay, because this is generally the principle when it comes to like the in versus out, us versus them attitude. It's not us versus them. It's not versus. It's just this is a family. The same way that, you know, there's a quote from a very famous movie, which I'm not going to quote in this manage, but you never talk family business in front of other people. You have to keep business inside, not outside. Not because like we're going to kill you, not because we're anything like that, but more though, it's that you, as a family, you respect the family code, that there's an internal dialogue going on over here. I'll tell you a quick story. There's a Satmar Rav. The Satmar Rav was, you know, Reveal Teitelbaum. He lived he was during the war, and was the Rav of the Satmar Hasidim after the war in America. He brought the Satmar Hasidis from the city of Satmar, right, of St. Mary of Satmar, right? Oh, wow. And they brought over to America. And he was a great scholar. He was amazing. And he was one of the major things, famous things he's known for, was that he was very anti-Zionism. Severely anti-Zionism. He wrote a lot of treatises against it. And he was, to this very day, there's two factions within Satmar, but both of them agree on one thing. We don't have anything to do with Zionism, right? We don't get involved. They support institutions that don't take money from the government in Israel. I even received a check when I was learning in a particular yeshiva that didn't receive money from the government. So I received a check before Pesach, like $300, you know, towards my Pesach needs, because they want to support other institutions that don't take money from the government. Okay, why are all this? Okay. They're like hardcore, like to the extreme. It's not the mainstream opinion, but it's okay. Why do I say this? Because the Zaborov is, like I said, very vehemently opposed to Zionism. There's a very famous Democratic senator that came to meet with him. Either he's running for election, and he wanted to discuss. He says, "I want to be able to discuss with the Satmar Rav, with the Satmar Rabbi, you know, how to be able to fight the state of Israel." Mm-hmm. It's like he gets a meeting with him, and he's like talking. This, yeah, I also don't agree. The state of Israel is a force for evil in the world, and da da da. And the Satmar Rav was like not engaging with him in any way in any conversation. And to the bewilderment of his students, the Hasidim, they're like, why is he not like engaging with them? Like afterwards, after the senator left and just kind of got the cold shoulder, so one of the Hasidim said, I don't understand, this is our opportunity, like this is really to be involved with power and to push forward our agenda, da da da. And he says, you don't understand. This, I don't agree to Zionism. This is an internal family fight. Okay, this is, I can discuss, you know, even the Zionists, that I don't agree with them, but we're family. And we can have family discussions around the table. But this, that a non-Jew comes and says, I don't agree with this, that's called an anti-Semite, and I don't deal with anti-Semites. Oh. Hear that? And that's what people don't understand nor appreciate about the opinion of the Satmar Rav, is that it was an internal family fight, it was an internal family dialogue. Oh, what's the best way to go about this? I don't agree, you agree, you hear this. So let's have a discussion about it. And I will fight vehemently for my opinion. But if you're going to come and say, you know, we have to break, you know, tear down the state of Israel, well, because you want my people to be killed. It's like, that's not the same. We're not on the same page on this one. Oh, so therefore, a person has to understand that keeping family business in the family, right, It's not because we're trying to protect. It's not trying to, we don't want to look bad. It's because this is a family dialogue. When it comes to also ribbis, interest. You know, goyim have a very hard time. It's like, you charge only goyim, but you don't charge. No. The natural state of things is that you charge people. If I'm giving money out to you, I want to make sure I get the best bang for my buck. So therefore, you would charge interest. The fact that I don't charge it to my brother is because he's my brother. Mm-hmm. Because I treat my brother better than everybody else. That's right. Not a...
Yeah.
And they're upset.
Treat my family different than I treat
exactly,
everybody else.
Exactly. People have a hard time understanding how we can have a family internal affairs. Not because we hate others, it's because there's a family here. Mm-hmm. And you'd understand that. And okay. Now, v'nichnas lefamim gam b'chal maser kasher nevarim yirtzah Hashem l'kom v'hilchas lashon hara b'chal shmi. The person could even come to a point where even informing on their fellow members of the tribe towards others, which is obviously the worst. To become an informer, to be a maser, yeah. You can literally get people killed and murdered and have their lives ruined. V'harim ma'alevin hanal shechayim aleim misa b'der shamayim. This is literally such a thing. You'll even get misa b'der shamayim. K'may al gnus d'almana v'yasam achil Hashem. For sure, someone who also besmirches or treats the almana and the yasam in a very bad way, or it transgresses the prohibition of achil Hashem, of bringing disgrace to God's name. V'har b'men shenagei b'inyan oil ma'abo. For sure, you'll even lose your world to come, your share in the world to come. Someone who causes embarrassment to their friend in public, or uses their friend in order to honor themselves, the disgrace of their friend in order to honor themselves. Such a person who makes this a part of their daily practice, that is a horrible person. Now, have I ever done stupid things when I was a kid and caused embarrassment to my friends? Yes. Have you? Absolutely, 100%. You did. 100%. Just being around you is inherently embarrassment, right?
Or you did, right? Multiply that by whatever.
Right, by 3 to 10 times over. But what's the difference? But the difference is that if you take a look at the word is mishemargil es atzmoy b'avanzeh. If a person unfortunately made that mistake once and they're walking around with that guilt on their shoulders, oh, you bet, I can't believe this, I can't believe that, then that's horrible, that's terrible, horrible. However, though, but someone who did it once, you can't blame yourself. You can't hold yourself down. Oh, yeah, I lost my share in the world to come. If the Lashon, and this is quoting from the Rambam, someone who's ragil bakach, someone who does it on a consistent basis, who makes it part of their who they are, that's already lost it. So basically, anybody that likes to smash people or to attack people online, on Twitter, on X, whatever, on the Tic Tacs, on the Foosbooks, whatever you call them, right. At the end of the day, that's because it's miragli you. The whole social media culture brings a person to this normalcy that you can bash people, you can pull them down, you can criticize them publicly. This is the machlo of our door. So we'll leave off with that, and we're going to start with Hashem. The positive elements, the positive commandments about it next time we learn, which may be a week from now, maybe 2 years from now. Who knows? You never know.